Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we are broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. Even today, we've been driving across the country, and we just got here late last night. In the process, we're going to be here with such speakers as General Michael Flynn, Joe Miller, and the list goes on. Again, we just arrived in Missouri late last night, and we're broadcasting live from Missouri. So we're hoping to see a lot of you people from the Missouri area or the five-state area, the states around Missouri, to come and see us, because we spent a lot of time coming to see you, let me put it that way. But we're looking forward to our event that we're going to be having here tomorrow night and Saturday as well. Again, if you'd like to check it out, check out constitutionparty.com. constitutionparty.com, and they can give you some more insight as to the details, and as well as the speakers that are going to be lined up for both Friday night and Saturday night. So with that said, folks, I do want to let you know, again, we're broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri. If you want to call in, we are set up for Comrax. You can call in at any time. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. I wanted to highlight something, and again, this is shooting from the hip, this is live radio, and this is what we do here. We're being led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, when we're preaching forth the Word of God, and we are continuously warning the people concerning what it is that they're being inundated with, the issues of the day, and it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm thinking of Ezekiel 33, verse 3 right now, where we're literally blowing the trumpet from the top of the houses and warning the people concerning the issues that the mainstream media wants to censor. Well, one of those topics just happens to be, and you just heard it a moment ago, friends, where they were talking about ADHD. And again, I'm just throwing this off as a branch concerning the trunk of the topics in which we're speaking today. But, folks, I want to tell you something. This whole ADHD and all these other mental issues came out back in the 80s, if you remember right. And they were trying to, for a long time, trying to establish many of these antidepressants, as they call them. As a matter of fact, if you look at many of these psychotropic drugs like Prozac, Ritalin, so on and so forth, you're going to find that on the back of these boxes, you're going to find what it causes. For example, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideations, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideations. And when I was just listening to the intro just a couple minutes ago, I noticed that they were starting to talk about how 1 in 3 or 3 in 4 or 2 in 3 adults have ADHD. Friends, I'm here to tell you, there is no such thing as ADHD. These are side effects as to the ones that I just read off for you, friends, concerning the confusion, depersonalization, hostility, suicidal ideation. These are the side effects of the drugs that they're giving you. Folks, listen to me. These are the side effects of the drugs that they're giving you, which used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. I just wanted you to understand the kind of drugs that Big Pharma are selling to the people, telling you that it brings about resolve when, in fact, it does just the exact opposite. But, hey, don't listen to me, friends. Listen to Leon Eisenberg. He was the one that created, listen carefully, this fictitious disease. Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease, said he, thanks to pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, he received the Rouen Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research. He's been a leader in child psychiatry for more than 30 years. On his work on trials, research, teachings, and social policy for theories of, and no, I'm not stuck, theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. Now, listen, I'm not going to go on and on concerning this topic because we do a whole show concerning this topic. But, folks, I want you to understand that Leon Eisenberg is the one that said he was the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, doesn't exist. Folks, he was the one that was responsible for saying ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I didn't say that. The scientific father of ADHD did before he went to hell where he belongs. You eat the fruit of your own way. You judge men by their fruit, right? Matthew 7, 16 through 20. Folks, he was a devil, and he admitted on his deathbed that the whole thing was predicated on a prime example of a fictitious disease concerning ADHD. And also pay attention, folks, when you're walking through hotels, because we do it all the time. We're walking through malls, or we're walking through airports or train depots or bus depots. Pay attention to the television just for a moment. What are the commercials that you're being inundated with continuously? Big Pharma resolve concerning issues that in many cases don't even exist. And for a whole minute, folks, they'll talk for about 5 seconds of the benefits of using their drugs. And then the 45 to 55 seconds of that 1 minute commercial is what? Expressing, exhibiting, and pointing out all of the side effects of these dangerous drugs that they want you to take to have a happier, better life. Folks, quit playing the fool to these people. There's a lot of people in this country that are going along with their told by the big pharmaceutical companies, and by this time in present and concerning our history, everybody should know you can't trust these people as far as you can throw them. But I will tell you who you can trust. His name is Jesus Christ, and he said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And why is that? For God was with him. Friends, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when you get into his word, much of these side effects or issues that you think you're dealing with, keep in mind much of it's been given unto you by Big Pharma, by suggested talk through billboards, their ads, their commercials, whatever the case might be.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgednews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to be doing an event here tomorrow night with General Michael Flynn and Joe Miller and other speakers, both on Friday and Saturday night. So if you're in the area, please come out and see us. Again, if you'd like any more information on that event, please go to constitutionparty.com, theconstitutionparty.com, and you'll find the lineup right there and get more details as to how you can be a part of this conference event. Again, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to give you some more information on some of the things that are going on in your country today, just to show you that this is all by design. And again, expressing to you the warnings of God's judgment upon a disobedient people. Just recently, and this was on the 13th of this month, so this was last week, did you know that two transgenders, men dressed as women, were born, they want you to believe they're women, were born as men. They came in first and second place in a woman's cycling event in Chicago's last week, prompting calls for stricter rules on such events to be implemented. Friends, I'm telling you this, and we're all seeing this together. When a government begins to advocate for what God condemns, and the people allow that said representative government in this country and in this country alone to act in such a fashion, you do understand that you're allowing them to lead the people directly to a war in which they do not want. You have a said representative government in this country that's advocating war for God. And how do you advocate for war against God? Just advocate for what he condemns. You're allowing your government not only to spread the disease, the little leaven that leaveth at the whole lump, wicked doctrines of men to spread and to poison the masses of people by allowing men dressed as women to join women's events and to take first and second place and to stand back and tolerate this. That's a Europeanized version of government, and I have warned about this for 20 years, friends, as to how they're trying to Europeanize this government so they can act arbitrarily, and it's exactly what they're doing. Again, just last week, two transgender individuals, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, the Lord calls it an abomination. Don't sit there and tell me how much you love the Lord when you disobey him, friends, by tolerating this garbage. But two transgender individuals who were born as men came first and second in a woman's cycling event in Chicago last week. That is crime in this country. That is crime, Americans. That is a criminal offense. And who's advocating it? Your government is. Your said representatives are advocating for these crimes. How do you deal with it? How do you lay the axe to the root of the tree? You impeach them. You prosecute them. You show them that you will not tolerate their crimes in that which offends God. And when you do so, expect to receive mercy from the Lord. But don't accept to receive mercy or expect mercy from heaven until you obey first. That applies to us in the natural course of life in every area. Taking it to another point, same topic in so many different ways. Back in 2005 when we were doing high school assemblies across the country, everything with the high school assembly program was A-OK. That is until we started noticing that George W. Bush, the son of George Bush Sr., the son of grandson of Prescott Bush, all criminals, began advocating the gay agenda, sending letters out to gay communities while he was playing up to the people as a Christian president. And, of course, he got away with that because 300,000 pulpits in America today don't know the difference when it comes to what's right and what's wrong concerning the Word of God. And why is that, friends? Because they don't know the Word of God. That's why. And yet that's the first prerequisite in John 7:17. And when I was making reference to before that, friends, was Ezekiel 44, verse 23. Read it when you get a moment. Also read 2 Timothy 2:15 when you get a moment. I've warned over and over again, the whole homosexual lifestyle, the whole sodomite agenda is premised on man-boy love and sex, as they call it. And their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. That's Nambla's slogan during gay pride parades. Now it's coming in full bloom, friends, and it's interesting how many times I was told that I was lying by the mainstream media, how many times I was called a bigot when I started to tell the parents that they're trying to assert parental authority. They're trying to get to your kids. Now everybody sees it. And again, I say this facetiously, non-expectedly or non-expectingly, where's my apology? From the media. Folks, this is sick, and we're way beyond it. Did you see what happened in California here, friends? Coming for the children. This was written by Tim Brown on October 17th. This is the article I just shared yesterday. Coming for the children, anti-parent law signed by California Governor Gavin Newsom. Hey, folks, that's a felony. Let me say this again for the thousandth time. The state doesn't have any children. So what do you see in your said representatives and government do? They're assuming authority that's never, ever been given to them, ever. So why are the people in this country sitting back, allowing criminals such as Governor Gavin Newsom to go ahead and sign on to what they call legislation? Onto a bill that says if the kid feels that he wants to transition, the state can take him without allowing the parent permission or knowledge of the fact that the state just kidnapped their kid. Hey, let me say this clearly. I will hold to what I'm going to tell you in a court of law any day, any week, any year. This is a provocation of war. And this is not coming from a foreign representative government, Americans. This right here is a provocation of war to the utmost. Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota did the exact same thing. sitting there signing on to what they call legislation next to a little boy dressed up as a girl, stating that if they want to transition, they can, without parental knowledge or authority. You have got to be kidding me. I mean, folks, these are the only words that I can say from the utmost of my being. But what I can say in response, and you can mark my words, Governor Newsom, Tim Walz, and others are playing a very, very dangerous game. I don't care who they work for at this point. These people are playing a very dangerous game when they mean to assert parental authority over somebody's children. But it's exactly what they're doing, folks, and they're doing it right in the face of the people. Americans, are you going to sit back and tolerate this? Maybe some of you older folks, do you understand? Yes, you may have your kids raised up and now they're out of the house, but guess what? What about when your children have children? Do you think the days of worrying are over? No, they've just begun. It's time to stand up for your children, folks, because, again, this has gone way too far a long time ago. And this has been in the congressional record, friends, for decades. Since 1987, February 19th to the 21st, Michael Swift put it into the congressional record called the Gay Manifesto. We also have here in the state of Minnesota where we're finding out now, and this again is something that we noticed and we blew off the top of the rooftops for decades now. But new teachers are now trained to believe parents have no place in kids' education, teacher says. Again, this is a provocation of war. And again, I want to remind everybody, this is not coming from a foreign representative government. This is coming from your said representatives from within the halls of government today. Are you going to stand back, Americans, and allow this to go on? Because I can sit and preach until I'm blue in the face. But I can tell you this, I can't do this all by myself. Me and my family are literally being taken and torn at every area in life, making opportunities to preach the good news, Luke 19:10, with every opportunity that's been given unto us. And we've been doing this, and we're probably busier now than we've ever been in the past. Americans, your kids need your help. Your kids need your help. They don't need to sit there and watch you passively drop them off at the school gates to be raised up by their sworn enemies. And if that is the case with you, I say shame upon you. Your kids will curse you when they're older. And you can remember what I'm telling you right now. You become a reproach. And they're just trying to figure out why it is that you say you love them, but yet you're subjecting them to everything and protecting them from nothing. Shame upon Americans that are giving their kids over to this garbage. We'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Humanitarian aid has finally reached Gaza 2 weeks since the war between Israel and Hamas began. A convoy of 20 trucks that finally entered the Gaza Strip today was supposed to be filled with medicines, medical supplies, and a limited quantity of canned food, according to the Hamas-controlled government media office. The Rafah crossing was briefly opened to allow the convoy in. More than 100 people were arrested last night in Midtown Manhattan during a demonstration calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, more aid for Palestinians, and Congress to stop military aid to Israel. Those arrested were put on buses after blocking traffic outside of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's office. Oklahoma Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn says he'll now run for Speaker of the House after Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan failed to get enough votes to win the gavel. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
LibertyRadio.com. That's who we are. That's what it is that we've done and what it is that we are doing. Okay. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on social media platforms. We're up on the top left side of that page as well. And you can subscribe to SOL Radio, right up on the top to our Rumble feed, as well as beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to call in, please do. Love to hear from you. Broadcasting live out of St. Louis, Missouri. Got an event here tomorrow, both Friday and Saturday, and then we're back in the saddle on Saturday. And then we got some events set up in Minnesota. And then we got some events set up in Michigan. Then we got some events set up. And we got some events set up in Phoenix and then California as well. So, and then we got to get busy getting back in the pocket with our television program that we've been putting together. We have a video editing team actually in Minnesota right now throwing together more videos for that television series. So there's just a lot going on. There's a lot to be said. And what I'm doing is I'm trying to make people aware of what's going on, because we need people in the process of dealing with the corruption within the halls of government, first starting in our churches. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to cover one more thing here. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that the governors are trying to assert parental authority outside of delegated authority, which means they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them, which tells me and you they're acting in a criminal offense, and they're not working for we the people. They are working for special interest groups, but what they're advocating for right now is a war, a literal war. And they, and I am saying this, they're from the highest of housetops throughout the country. They're playing a very dangerous game, those that are advocating for this. Even the abdication of usurping parental authority is an abdication of war. They have zero authority in any sense of the word to be advocating for any of this nonsense. I just highlighted right before the end of the last segment, their new teachers are trained to believe parents have no place in kids' education. And somehow or another, the American people just believe that the government has a right to steal away from their children. Really? If you go to the judgments of God, doesn't the Lord say that your children will be robbed from you? There'll be no power in your hands. You will not enjoy them. Isn't that what it tells you under the judgments of God? Yes, American, you are under the strictest of judgments. Why? Because you've been shown more mercy than any other nation in the history of mankind. And what comes to my aid right now, when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the religious hypocrites of the day, he was talking about Capernaum, and he said, you who have been exalted to heaven, you will be brought down to the lowest of hell. You can mark my words on the word of God. That is what America is under right now. I don't care what your false gospel hirelings, John 10:12, are telling you today. You are under the judgments of God. When you have a government attempting to steal away from you, your children, for their own sick, perverted, abominable lifestyles, friends, there's something wrong, not just with the people that are advocating for these crimes. There's something wrong with the people that sit back and tolerate them to advocate for such crimes. Well, some will say that's where it stops. Oh, no. Hey, folks, this is the other point that I wanted to make here. Did you see this in San Francisco happening in America today? This is AmericanMilitaryNews.com. They just reported non-citizen parents will again be able to vote in San Francisco school board elections after group drops legal fight. Hey, Americans, as I just got done sharing with you the other day, when you have your government alluring illegals into this country and saying that they're going to give them license, and yet every airport that we go to and bus depot and train depot, we're being illegally violated through a Fourth Amendment of our Bill of Rights by an unconstitutional agency called the TSA, the federal government is pointing their finger back at every single one of you, accusing you of being potential terrorists. Yet it's that same government that has the borders wide open, alluring illegals into your country. Have you figured this out yet, Americans, as to who the terrorists are? English dictionary, original definition for terrorism. The original definition for the word terrorism in Oxford's English Dictionary. Government by intimidation. Government by intimidation. Is that where we're at today? Oh, my goodness. It's been going on for a long time. A long, long time. We got some serious things going on. Folks, I got more than I need to cover, but I will just hold off until we have a little more time allotted to us. In the meantime, I do need to get over to some of these topics that I want to share with you because, again, I want to hold accountable the responsible party as to why these things are happening in this country. Charles Finney was right when he said this country is either going to be blessed or cursed according to the course that Christians take in this country. Absolutely. Absolutely he's right. Only makes sense. Common sense comes to our aid, doesn't it? This country is either going to be blessed or cursed according to the course that Christians take in this country. How do 86% of the American people in this country dare call themselves Christians? I mean, this is the most backwards thing I've ever seen in my life. And what again comes to my aid is the third commandment, where the Lord said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And that's exactly what you're saying. He's not leaving himself without witness concerning the hypocrisies of the professors in this country. Hey, folks, the greatest advocates to what you're seeing in this country today are the 300,000 pulpits that remain silent in this country, as you well know. I got in front of me right now It was a Barna research asking the question as to why the disconnect concerning the said pastors in this country. Okay? I want you to listen to this. I'm having kind of a hard time seeing this because of the lighting in our little studio room in this hotel room. But it said, on Thursday, George Barna, research expert and founder of the Barna Group, shared with the American Family Radio's Today's Issues about new information he's compiling at American Culture and Faith Institute over the last 2 years, gauging where theologically conservative pastors are political. I want to say this. Pastor, again, for those that are new to the show, is only named once in the New Testament. If you'll notice that it tells us, that's in Ephesians 4:11. If you go to 1 Corinthians 12:28, it tells us first the apostle. He was one that was sent forth as an ambassador to plant. Who was appointed after the apostle? Elders of the church were, not pastors. The elders were appointed, not pastors. Why do we have pastors leading the flock when they've never been called to lead the flock? Again, we have everything upside down. I'd rather have them just called spiritual overseers rather than pastors. Because in many cases, folks, you see these guys or these women today that are in the pulpits in America that have no business being there whatsoever because there's no testimony. They have a head knowledge of God, and in some cases, not even that. More than not, as a matter of fact. But the fact of the matter is, folks, you got too many people in the pulpit that have no business there. They have not been born of the Spirit of God. They've not been renewed and regenerated, Titus 3:5. They're carnal. And that's why they're being influenced by the spirit of the world to change the church rather than the doctrines of the church to change the world by the power of the Holy Ghost. They have it upside down. Now, let's go back to this and make clear that you understand it's first the apostle, then the prophet, then the teacher, not the pastor. Okay? Just so I can show you how foundationally these people are already upside down. But let me go back to what Barna said. What we're finding is that when we ask them about the key issues of the day, the pastors of the church, he said 90% of them are telling us, yes, the Bible speaks to every one of these issues. Then we ask them, well, are you teaching your people what the Bible says about those issues? And the numbers drop. Okay? To less than 10% of the said pastors who say they will speak to it. Listen to what Barna said. Out of 100% of the churches, 90% said that, yes, the Bible speaks to these issues. But when they're asked about what it is that they speak about concerning these issues from the pulpit, it went from 90% to 10%. The 10% are only the ones that are willing to speak out against the issues. Well, let me ask you, friends, what's the purpose of the church? They're called to be the light of the world. And what does the light of the world do? It reproves the darkness. So we have 90% of those in the church that agree with the Word of God. At least that's what they say so, right? But when it comes time to obeying the Lord, only 10% of the 90% are willing to obey the Lord. Doesn't Scripture say that he that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him? Hey, I can tell you this first and foremost. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, they don't ask for the devil's permission, nor do they need to be surveyed by the professors in the church as to what they should do, when they should do it, and how they should do it. No, they do it because they love God and they're born of God, John 3:3. John 14:21, read that during the break. We got one more segment coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Live out of St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to be here tomorrow with General Mike Flynn, Joe Miller, and several other speakers. If you'd like to check out more information on that, go to constitutionparty.com, constitutionparty.com. If you want to call in, this is the last segment, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I'm just talking about the Barna research that a poll was taken. And during Barna Group research, they shared that the American pastors, when asked about issues taking place in their country, 90% of the 100% said that, yes, these are issues that need to be dealt with. And then when they were asked as to how they were going to address the issues, only 10% out of the 90% said that they would address the issues. And I just asked the question before the end of the last break, friends, what is the purpose of the church? They're called to be the light of the world, that are reproved the darkness. Yes, they're called to seek and save that which is lost, but what a better way to get people saved than to show them that their sin is the reason that there's a judgment. That's why our message is repent. How are they supposed to repent if you don't give them a knowledge of their sin? Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. Once they understand they're the ones that sin, now they have a reason to repent. What is sin? Most people don't know. The transgression of God's law. That's why they need a Savior. Because without one, they're doomed. Because it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this the judgment. Also read 2, not only Hebrews 9:27, but also 2 Corinthians 5:10. To understand that we're all going to the judgment seat. Hey, folks, all of the religions, all the false religions of the world are all going to. Every single person in the history of mankind is going to answer for themselves at the judgment bar of God in Jesus Christ while standing and judging each and every one as for what we do and what we don't do. Okay, so let me go back to this. George Barna, when researched, asked the question as to what were these said pastors willing to address. He said the response was only 10%. And he asked what you were willing to do rather than just address the issue, but now let's go from talk. So only 10% said they would say anything about it. But when they were then asked, the 10%, what are you willing to do about it? George Barna said the response was almost nothing. I'm not making this up. I remember being called into a said meeting. I don't do meetings, friends. I don't have time for them. Men seek meetings for the very purpose of hiding behind what they should do but don't do. They just want to talk, and do more talk while doing absolutely nothing. But I remember this one particular guy asked me, he was a friend of mine, and I still know who he is, as a matter of fact, out of Minneapolis area. And he had called me and he said, do you want to come meet this guy? He's the head of the evangelical board at Bethany University. And so I just went in there, sat down, and of course, I'm a ball of fire in the first place, and I'm just waiting for this guy to say the wrong thing. And if he wasn't willing to say it, I was going to pull him or poke him to say it. I was going to advocate some provocation so he'd answer me correctly. But he did it all on his own. He did it unsolicited-like. He said that Bethany College is like one of the biggest evangelical colleges in the country. And this is what he told me. He said, I'm the only person that I know in the college, the evangelical college at Bethany University in Minnesota, I'm the only person that I know that has ever gone out and actually shared the gospel with anybody. Gee whiz. Whoa. And look at the trillions of dollars these counterfeits are pulling in. Folks, do you understand that by you tolerating these people, that these people are a judgment upon you? Because this is what you're settling for. You're supporting this. Here, let me show you what I'm talking about here. Okay? So when they asked the 10% that were willing to talk about the issues, what are you willing to do? He said almost nothing. He said then, so the thing that struck me has been that when we talk about the separation of church and state, which is nowhere, anywhere, is it to be found in any founding document? None. There's an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing to the church today. Okay? Matter of fact, if you want to see it for what it is, politicians put their hands on the Bible swearing to God, right? To uphold the law. Notice above their heads, Moses and the Ten Commandments. Yeah. The church has the power to resist what's going on in the government. The government has taken and assumed that authority that's never been given unto it. And now you're listening to groups like the ACLU, American Communist Organization, by the way, Civil Liberties Union. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is communism. They're the ones telling you that there's lines between church and state, and they've been busted for it, and they're never held accountable for their crimes and how they misconstrue the wording of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I am sick and tired of seeing innocent people being incarcerated in charge for things that what they call the left do all day long, and they never stand trial or give answer for the consequences in transgressing our laws. That, again, is a reflection of the American people. But what Barna said is, he said, the thing that struck me has been that when we talk about the separation of church and state, that it's the churches have separated themselves from the activities of the state. That's right. Again, anybody, 1-866-582-9933, anybody that feels that they can justify this, please call in and tell me how they do it. 1-866-582-9933. The church separating itself from the state. Okay? It's the church, the entity of the church, Exodus 18:21, that was established concerning the government that we have today. How do you separate the government that God gave? How do you separate the two? I have the state preamble in my state right here. The first thing it says, folks, we the people, the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties. They're the sciences that run together. There's no separation. Hey, folks, you gotta think here. The very things that the church was institutionalized for and given power for was for the very purpose of holding the government accountable and establishing God's law. When obeyed, keeps us free, 2 Corinthians 3:17. Right? I want you to listen to this. He said, George Barna's research concerning the said pastors, why the disconnect? Barna said the answer is simple. He suggested pastors somehow who would know if their church is successful. The pastors want their churches to be a success without obeying God, right? There are five factors that the vast majority of all pastors turn to when asked the question. He explained, this is the five that the said pastors in this country, in the churches, care about more than anything else. Listen carefully. Attendance. Giving. Notice how that works, because you got to have people there so they can get the money, right? Attendance, giving, number of programs, number of staff, and square footage of their church. Can you make that up? You can't make it up. Let me end this, because I know we're coming down to the end of the show here. Barna said, when you look at what they get in Bible school or in the seminary, they are not taught to get people engaged in these particular issues he shared. They are taught just to exemplify or expound the scriptures. They are taught something about the history of when scriptures came from, but they are not prepared. Well, I didn't know, in all truthfulness, folks, I didn't know that when we went to Bible college, I thought, which I've never been there, because when you look at the apostles, they didn't go to Bible college. They went to the school of hard knocks, right? They learned through trials and tribulations as the Holy Ghost raised them up. Remember that guy, Paul? Yeah, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. He said that he sought not the apostles that went before him. He sought not flesh and blood, but he sought the face of God in the book of Galatians. I didn't know that when we went to Bible college, we were to be trained up and be born of man. Read John 3:6. And make distinction, folks. This is why we're in trouble today. We better get real, because judgment's real right now. Love you by what we do.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.